Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. Today we speak with Representative Greg Hartzell about his ongoing re-election campaign for House of Representatives in District 28.
Representative Hartzell, the election's coming up. Why are you running again?
Well, Cade, as we've talked before, state representative office is a 2-year term, and I know I'm biased, but it's the office in state government that is closest to the people because of that election cycle every 2 years, and I'll be finishing my second term here. You go into it with a lot of things that you want to accomplish for the state of Iowa, and it's hard to do in just 1 year, in one term, excuse me. And so there's things that I'd like to do to increase, enhance public safety for our communities, keep our families and our kids safe in Iowa, but also make Iowa a more vibrant place to grow a family and grow a business and create jobs and give opportunities for people to stay here. A lot of times, you know, we have a great educational system here in the state, and we have people that, you know, after they kind of look over the fence, so to speak, and see greener pastures, I want the greener pastures to be here in Iowa, and I want people to stay here, and I think we have a golden opportunity to make that happen, and that's why I'm running again.
All right. And what are some of your priorities? If you are reelected, what are you going to start working on day one of the next session?
Well, I think picking up from last year, this last year and last session, is continuing my efforts in public safety. I mean, I worked a lot with getting the issue of human trafficking moving forward, and invasion of privacy. So those are issues. Obviously, I'm on the Judiciary Committee and Public Safety Committee, and also on the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Council. So public safety is a huge issue for me. Already, so that's kind of a given. So continuing those efforts, also working with protecting the freedoms and constitutional liberties that citizens enjoy here in our state, whether it's civil asset forfeiture reform, curbing the abuses of eminent domain. Those are things that we've made great strides in just the last couple of years, something I ran on 4 years ago, but there's a lot of work left to do in that arena. But on the fiscal side, making us a more competitive state so that business and industry wants to expand, grow, and even attract new business and industry here to our state so that our citizens have more opportunities and grows our economy.
If you could just contrast yourself, I mean, what will be the difference if citizens of Marion County reelect Greg Hartzell as opposed to electing a Democrat?
Well, I think one thing right off the bat is our budgeting principles. The last 6 years, the House majority being the Republican Party, or House Republicans being in the majority in the House, have instituted budgeting principles that were not always in place and put our state in a bad fiscal shape, such as those budgeting principles being not spending more money than we take in, not using one-time money to go on to ongoing expenditures, and not deliberately underfunding programs just so that we can say we balanced the budget this year and then have to come back and make it up somewhere else. Now, those seem like common sense principles, but those are principles that were not being employed prior to the House being under Republican leadership just 6 years ago, and it put our state in some pretty bad financial shape. Continuing that's one contrast as well, just as far as budgeting principles. Secondly, I think one of the things I ran on and am very proud of is my availability to people in House District 28. While the legislature is in session, I make it a point to get in most all of the communities throughout House District 28 to hold town hall forums and to keep plugged in to what people are thinking throughout the legislative session. I do that even during the off session season. And sometimes I run into people in grocery stores, in hardware stores, at the coffee shop, and sometimes we'll even have an informal public forum then. So I think availability and being able to listen to people's concerns and issues at all times, I think that's something I also bring to the table.
Anything you'd like to add in general about your election campaign?
I think, you know, just looking back, obviously I'm focused on wanting to keep our communities safer, keep our kids and children safer, but also make Iowa a place that is family-friendly and business-friendly to create jobs and economic growth that it's a state that we can be proud of, and a state that, that creates opportunities for our young people to keep them here close to home. And so that's why I think that's the focus I'd like to make moving forward in this next election.
Thanks again to Greg Hartzell. Tomorrow we'll continue our discussions with candidates for the House of Representatives with Lois DeWard. And then on Thursday, Marty Duffy will share his plans. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.